So how many people would Booth have employed then?
Well, Booth would have employed at that time 150 to 250 people, and I suppose it was quite a large privately owned business at that time.
Would this be mainly men? Or?
No, of course the processing of the hose required a lot of ancillary work, which was done by women and young girls. There was linking the toes and the heels and seaming down the sides and mending and pairing and folding and countering, we called it, and boxing them or put them into bags at that time for presentation on the store counters. There were far more women employed in the full fashioned hose factory than there were men. I think the ratio was perhaps as much as 7 women to 1 man. There were many processes after the knitter had knitted the garment.
So the garment was totally made in one factory? It didn't go to a finisher's
No, it wasn't anything. Totally made in one factory. There were very few knitting plants, factories at that time, that had their own dyehouses or even had mastered the technique of dyeing and finishing the hose, and so they were knitted and seamed and partly finished, and then they were sent to the dyehouses and trim shops, as we call them, in mostly in the Basford and Derbyshire areas, to be dyed and trimmed and returned to the knitting factory for pairing and folding and boxing, one thing more.